It is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Pimples and braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. Bongos and burgers. Rockin' and rumbles, baby. Bushwhacks and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Far out.
Smoky onions, boy. Smoky onions, boy.
Deal.
up and keep swimming.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound. Sorry, I'm late, folks. You know, these things happen. But we're tonalized, we're motivated, we're here a day late and a dollar short. WFMU East Orange, Bruce Bennett, what you got in it? Il Bruce is back.
Help me. There we go.
Yeah.
Hi, folks.
Anyway, that was the Statesman with Rum Boom Doo Ba Boo Da. We heard James Holloway and Alicardi. The Wild Onions with Shut Up. Billy Davis and the Legends, Spunky Onions. We opened up with Rick Gary, Pimples and Braces. We are late, but we got a good one planned for you. We got a combination State of the Vibe, Dense Corner coming up.
State of Dense Corner.
Right, we're going to give away a dog style. We got a little contest coming up a little bit later. We have 5 billion requests for Hello Lucille. Maybe we'll play it. We've been getting requests for the Backwards Thriller again. Maybe we'll even get to that. Not Thriller, bad. The Michael Jackson Satanic Message.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should go right into the news since it's about news time.
Yeah, it's like where news time would be had we...
It's where news time would be if we were here on time. For example, what's in the news this week?
Something about the Yankees, perhaps?
Yeah, Billy Martin got fired.
Something you might have heard. Business as usual, as the Colonel used to say.
Yeah, it's very, you know, they lose 3 games because half the team is injured, or at least, you know, the main part of the team is injured, and they get rid of Billy.
It was the pitching voodoo, that's what freaked them out.
Yeah, well, the pitching staff wasn't much to begin with. Billy Martin is a little tough on pitchers. Guante was very...
Oakland 81, you know, that was the clarion cry. How many careers can you ruin in one season?
Yeah.
Specializing on Cecilia.
I think Lou overreacted. I think Billy was really not given quite the chance he deserved.
Wait, you mean George overreacted?
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant to say.
But when has George not overreacted?
It was just a little panic there, attack that he had. And so they're going to bring in... I don't know what Lou's going to do with the pitching staff. So there's a 5-man rotation. It's still... There's not much to work with there. Mm. We're just, you know... Lou did save Dave Winfield from being traded, though, thank God. Mm. Got to give him credit for that.
That's true. Career
anyway,
for that old boy.
Yeah, it's just what's left to say about the Yankees at this point. You know, they
play ball.
They still have a good shot at it. They're only 2.5 games out. I think 3 games out after last night. But just, you know, best of luck to Lou and Billy wherever you end up managing. I'm sure you'll do a great job. And sorry to see you go.
Yeah, it's too bad it was such an ugly week because, you know, Tommy John had one of the best starts that he's had since, like, last year at this time. He pitched an amazing game on Monday, you know.
Tommy Johns has been doing great. I think Dave Rigetti should be traded. I think he's just garbage. I hate him. I do.
Yeah, what do you really think?
I don't mean to mince words here, but he's garbage. There was something really great in the paper here about pertaining to Jesse Jackson's FBI handle. Why? It's in the paper. We're allowed to give the news as the news is. as the news is made, right?
Yeah. Something wrong with your filing system there?
Yeah, I just can't find it, so we'll have to, maybe that's all for the best. Bump, 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 bump. Okay, Jesse codenamed No Slur says Secret Service. The Secret Service said yesterday Jesse Jackson doesn't think the radio codename agents gave the Democratic candidate Pontiac has racial overtones. The agency began using the name when it began protecting him as a presidential candidate last fall. Secret Service agents use code names in their radio transmissions as they track candidates' movements. Jackson's national political director, Frank Watkins, and Jackson aides tried to trace why Jesse Jackson has been assigned that name after learning that folklore expert Alan Dundees had said Pontiac is a slur, the punchline to a series of racist jokes collected by his students at the University of California at Berkeley. For those of you who don't know the joke, Pontiac supposedly stands for poor old nigger thinks it's a caddy. And,
we don't think that's funny, though, okay?
No, we don't think it's funny. Not at all. Maybe 7 years ago when I first heard it, I might have chuckled, but that's, you know, you gotta realize that J. Edgar Hoover is still, even though he's gone,
it lives.
It's
like Walt Disney, you know.
It's his thing. I mean, that whole place is, I mean, it's a permanent bureaucracy.
I think, you know, what they're not saying is that, like, every 5 years they have to go and listen to, like, a wire recording that J. Edgar has made, like, to continue the master plan. It's like those screenings they used to have at Disney, you know?
Yeah. From the grave.
Hmm.
Freedom of speech at the Justice Department? Not quite exactly. Seems a bike messenger was denied entrance into the Justice Department the other day for wearing a T-shirt that said "Mies is a pig." But they have decided they have to let him in wearing that T-shirt because of the First Amendment, which the Justice Department isn't very big on these days. So
they haven't really been big on the First Amendment for like the last 8 years or so. It's kind of weird.
No, but most especially with the they're more into trading off deals, you know. They're more into making deals with their family members.
Yeah.
But they did have to let the guy in. Girls, protection from staph infection is finally... Yeast infections has been found. Millions of women suffer from these reoccurring yeast infections. You may find relief by putting your cotton panties in the microwave for 30 seconds, and it will kill the yeast infection. Now, don't try this with nylon panties because they'll explode.
Mm.
That's true.
And don't try them on your poodle.
And for God's sake, don't put your whole clicker in there because God knows what'll happen. Just your cotton 100, you know, those little white cotton panties. I've seen so many, you know, different types of G-strings and frilly little ones. It's, when you see those white cotton ones, it's something special these days.
You know, that was one of Elvis's big things.
If they're not stained.
According to that Hateful Nightmare book that Creep Goldman wrote, that was one of Elvis's big deals, is the white cotton panty thing.
Mm.
He's a guy of very simple American tastes.
Good enough for Eblis, good enough for the Hound.
Mm.
Ooh, what else is in the news? Six ice creamers, investors suing Carvel. Tom Carvel, he of Fudgy the Whale fame, is being sued by several investors because he refuses to disclose the ingredients in several of in their ice cream. And the Carvel sub-franchise shops in Israel claim that his ice cream was little more than garbage made out of powder. And Frank has been where he refuses to...
They would prefer garbage made out of some kind of fluid, I guess.
Right, like McDonald's, which is wood shavings.
Mm-hmm.
He refuses to disclose the ingredients, and shown a picture of himself posing with one investor. Carvel snorted, "I'm sure he stuck his puss in the picture because everyone sticks his puss in a picture taken with me." That was his only comment.
Psst, the secret ingredient is pork.
Yeah. Pork-flavored Carvel ice cream. This is WFMU East Orange. This is The Hound. We're just going to spin some more records.
Here's an idea.
And we got some all kinds of good stuff coming up a little later. We're going to open up with Billy and Mickey. 2 and 3.
Oh, This is a hit!
Maggie, I finally got that Maggie all alone with me. Out in the boat on a deep blue sea. My heart was beating fast, this was fun. But up jumped Maggie and away she ran. Oh, oh,
what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Well,
someone let me know.
Maggie and the way she flew.
Oh, what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Wow.
Someone let me know. What made Maggie go?
And the way she skipped up.
Oh, what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Run.
Someone let me know.
Stand still. Stand still.
Hello, folks. Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Well, I told my baby week before last that you don't jump straight, I'm gonna let her bear. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
All I do is get to lose. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
She can be over 90, yeah. She never do home for the ship to gear. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
All I do is get to lose. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm leaving you, babe. I'm leaving you, babe. I'm leaving you, babe. I'm leaving you, baby. I'm leaving you, baby. I'm leaving you, baby.
I'm leaving
you, baby. You wanted to fight, I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
All I do is stand the news. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
Told my baby, wait before last, that you don't jump, better for the left, your pants. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
All I do is stand the news. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
This is a hit!
Well, I'm not from the city, baby. I'm not from the town. I'm just a poor old country boy just trying to get around this city round. This is tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. You really rock.
tonight.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirt.
Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts. 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 Hey, baby, hey, take them shorts.
Of the day, we're Bermudas for the play. I felt a funny feeling, I look and see all the girls were my and me.
I say, baby, hey, take them shot.
Boom, 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 music is on. Shorts out when we're kind of wild. And this one yell, what can it be? And all the chicks start whistling at me. I say,
hey, baby, hey, dig them shorts.
I told them to get some just like me. They all went down to their nearest store, and they all have mirrors when they came out the door. I said,
hey, baby, hey, give them shot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bermuda, 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 Bermuda. I said, hey, baby, hey, give them shot.
Boom, boom, boom.
And all my little echo voices. And Bruce Bennett's creaky old bones. That was the Delroys and Bermuda Shorts. I'd like to dedicate that to Rockets Red Glare, because if you live in a place where there's lots of nature, there's certain signs of summer, birds, things that happen, trees. If you live in New York City, the sure sign that summer is here is Rockets Red Glare in a pair of Bermuda Shorts. Yes, what a sight.
Yeah.
Jimmy Grubbs with Let's Rock Tonight. Willie Maybon, I'm Mad at You. Ken Perry and the Rugs, Stop Then Rock. The Del Vikings, whose name is spelled wrong on their own very first LP, What Makes Maggie Run. We opened up with Billy and Mickey and That goes out to Billy Martin and Mickey Mantle, the only two guys who can stand each other these days in the Yankee, ex-Yankee organization.
They're having a big fight party at Mickey's restaurant on 57th Street on Monday. I don't know which fight it's for, though.
Yeah, I think George versus Billy has the undercard of Tyson Spinks. Who do you got in Tyson Spinks?
Tyson. I always bet the sure thing.
Yeah. Got any money on it?
Nah.
Oh. I got four. I took 4-1 on Spinks, even though I think he's going to lose. I'll take 4-1 on anything. I take 4-1 on you stopping the drinking. Well...
You never know, pal.
7-1, which was the opening odds in Vegas. I'd take that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, things to denounce. Tonight at Tramps, the A-Bones and the world-famous Blue Jays, as heard on the Hound Show. And says in the paper, DJ Hound, and I have sitting here a 90-minute tape that I'm going to give them that says DJ Hound on it. Although I will be there. You can buy me a cocktail. Bruce Bennett will be playing his mighty Telecaster in his usual... exciting style.
Yeah.
Unique musical stylizations. The world famous Blue Jays are always good for a thrill.
Unreconstructed stupidity, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Lower your IQ. Be there. There's not much else going on this week. Next Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Baby Gramps, who is, I can't really describe him. He's this gnarly old guy with a beard down to his knees who plays a a steel-bodied dobro. And he sounds like Popeye the Sailor. He's completely amazing. He's like third on the bill. He'll be going on really early, so get there. You can leave right after his set. He's really worth seeing. He's totally amazing. Tomorrow night on Nick Hill's Live Music Faucet. Isn't that the worst name you've ever heard?
Yeah, I've got to take it easy on the
seven,
Nickster.
7 to 9, Nitro Nick. Nitro Nick's musical, let's change the faucet to something else.
Hose?
Musical Hose. 7 to 9 here on WFMU. That's 7 to 9 p.m. Untamed Youth will be playing. We saw them last night. They're totally fantastic.
Yeah, quite remarkable.
I've never seen a band whose faces portrayed such utter lack of intelligence and be great. I mean, like, you can look at Van Halen and say, hey, these guys aren't exactly rocket scientists, but then who wants to hear them? But to see a band be truly great and look truly stupid, that's rock and roll, babe. Let's see, in the future, there's a few things coming up this summer. Tuesday, July 12th, on the pier, Dion Diamucci from Belmont Avenue in the Bronx will be appearing, along with Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, it's
everyone's favorite Polynesian love pump.
Yeah, you might want to, you know, might want to sneak in that Armalite, because I'm sure Paul Schaefer's going to make the scene.
Right, so let's pray for that lone madman with a gun, maybe on top of the scaffolding with a...
Be my hero, pal, and see if you can take down George and Mike Love at Yankee Stadium tomorrow.
The Beach Boys will be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow after the Yankee game.
In the Who Cares department.
In the Who Cares. And how many Beach Boys will be on stage? We can count on Al Jardine, Mike Love, Carl Wilson, and maybe Bruce Johnston.
Bruce Johnston. Did he ever officially become a Beach Boy?
He's been in there 10 years now.
15
so
years,
they
I
might,
guess.
They might have him on some kind of a system. I don't know exactly. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Ritz. Fats Domino and his band. And his band is fantastic.
Yeah. Didn't his lead trumpet player just die, though?
No, Herb Harbsby, one of the sax players, just died. That's who died. Okay. One of the tenor sax players. But usually, with Herbsby, whatever his name is, can't make it, they'll fly in Lee Allen sometimes. August 26th at the Ritz, Johnny Cash. Monday night, the 27th, the Tyson Spinks fight. That's about it for entertainment, folks.
One more detail.
One more detail.
Ann Mullen, friend of rap stars, wants you, the listening public, to know that you're invited to participate in
the bruises on her knees to prove it.
You're invited to participate in the shooting of a Schoolie D video, if you can imagine that.
We're not going to be repeating this and taking phone calls about it. So get your pen.
Don't call us.
Yeah, get your pen.
Yeah, you ready? You got your pen?
We can tell a joke in the meantime.
All right.
We have a joke?
No.
Oh.
They're shooting a video for Schoolie's new number one, soon-to-be number one hit, No More Rock and Roll, there's a thought, at a place called Gleason's in Brooklyn on Tuesday. If you want more details, they need, like, rock and roll-looking people. You know, so it probably lets most of you guys out.
You probably
lets
get
us
mowed,
out, that's
mowed,
for sure.
Mowed down by a bunch of B-boys in this video, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the scene. So if you want more information, Schoolie's pretty darn cool. It might be worth just hanging out, watching him scream at the director. The number to call is 212-627-8588 or 212-627-9499. Tell him the Hound and Il Bruce sent you.
If you'd like to be in the Schoolie D video, read those numbers one more time.
That's 212-627-8588 and 212-627-9499. This Tuesday at Gleason's.
Don't be calling here asking us about it.
We don't care.
Yeah. Oh, we were going to go into our bad motorcycle set, but we only got about... Should we do a break-in vibe report? Because the vibe report will probably come in on time today.
You think so?
We'll break in, because I don't have a record
queued up. Yeah, updates as they happen.
And this goes out to Rick Rosen.
What's left of him?
Crestones and Bad Motorcycle.
Bow, 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 bow Risers way up there, pop fenders, straight pipe, she's running nitro.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off. Families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life.
Sam, really, really good at getting people in a temple. I'm a juvenile-liquan, wah-ha-ha, a juvenile-liquan, wah-ha-ha. I'm so wild, but that's my style. Great golly molly, I'm a juvenile. Wondered if I had a mama, dad, cause I'm a juvenile liquan, ba-ha-ha, a juvenile liquan, ba-ha-ha. I'm so wild, but that's my style. Great golly molly, I'm a juvenile.
Message of faith for you. A message of faith for you. The devil have gone far enough. The devil have gone far enough. Prayer warriors, meet me on my knees, on your knees, Friday night at 7:30. And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer, my God. The prayer team are sitting by the telephones right now to pray the prayer of faith for you.
Yes, you be in service this morning.
And you obeyed.
Yes, I did. So the pastor just prayed for me. And I came this morning, and I feel in my body that God have delivered me. And he done for you, my God, for your heart.
Somebody praise the Lord. What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me and my son. My mother brought me here, and I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God didn't touch you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
Ready with spirit,
Seven suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces, just to see how it was put together. Two teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill.
It's folks like you that call me a hood and slander my name to where it's far from good. Yeah, I think it's a pity and a crying shame, but I've done wrong, so I'll take the blame. You think this life is easy for me? Then listen, listen to my story. When I was just a little punk, I was the town's biggest skunk. I got bigger than the rest and became a bigger mess. Later on, I led a mob and became a bigger slob. We stole candy, cigars, gum. We was mud and the love was dumb. I'm a little JD. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. I met some guys a while back and we stole a cabbie sack. We rode around till we piled it up. We thought we were living it up. We slept all day, piled all night, roaming the streets, looking for fights, stealing, gambling, drinking brew. Just wasn't much we wouldn't do, cause we're all JD. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. Just out of town, that's when they ran us down. They locked us in the state before, locked in one of their commodores. So play it cool, take a fool's advice, cause where I am, the show ain't nice. If you think you're smart, think you're tough, you'll wind up where it's really rough, where there's all JDs. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. You've heard my story. You've heard my story. You've heard my story.
Obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with a nigger.
Speaking of driving people to new levels, we're going to break into our little motorcycle JD set and go right into the State of the Vibe report. Yo.
Yo.
Roscoe.
You got the vibes playing.
Hello?
You got.
You got the vibes playing?
They should be.
Oh, okay.
There they are.
We're shaking, dude.
Oh, we're barely shaking. We got here a little late. We're sort of just rolling into things as we speak.
Trying to beat the heat.
It's beautiful out. It's like, you know, it was just too nice to get here on time. It's like nice 70 degrees.
Real dry, real nice.
Really?
It's the sort of weather where the girls, you know, it was so hot earlier in the week that all the girls got used to wearing no clothes, and now it got a little chilly, so they're still in the same outfits, but...
But
it was a different kind of emphasis.
Yeah. Things have perked up.
I like that.
I love that.
I like that. Well, we're out here in Columbia, Missouri.
That's where Untamed Youth were from. We saw them last night. They were great. Give our regards to Columbia.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be running. I ran into our boy Dennis last weekend at a pool party in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hanging, you know,
at Graceland?
Driving the last roundups.
And, so are the Lisa Marie Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis rumors true?
What?
We had read in page 6 here that Lisa Marie Presley was dating Jerry Lee Lewis.
Lisa Marie and Jerry Lee.
Right.
Yeah, they were spotted.
Wow.
They were spotted in this heavy metal bar because that's what the lead singer from the last roundup, we asked her what she wanted to do. And she said anything but country, so we went to this place where they're having a special Back in Black night.
Cool.
So what's the vibe?
Well, this week's vibe is that I just tried to think of a couple of things that would be good reasons to still be around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In general. And be thankful for.
Pertaining to thanks.
So this week, I'm just glad that I was born. Hello?
Yeah.
I was glad that I was born with a big mouth and a full head of hair. And I'm really glad that I'm not losing either one.
Roscoe. Hey, is the Denster there?
He's not here right now, but we will be looking for him later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can always call in and tell him to call in at Den's Corner. We haven't had one in ages.
Yeah, well, he'll probably make it by next week. next week, in fact, if hopefully you'll be there, huh? You know,
yeah, I'm going to attempt to hook up. For, what is it, that thing called? Summerfest?
Yeah, it's one of the ultimate beer and brat blasts.
Beer and
rock extravaganza? I guess.
Hello?
Did Roscoe just pass out?
No, you got Bruce there?
Yeah, yep. That's the old Bruce.
Hey.
What up, dude?
What's up with that?
What up with that?
What up with that, Roscoe?
But that's about all that's going on right now, you know?
And you're out there touring America in the bus.
And we're like in a refrigerated bus. We're laughing at the people that are sweating on the street. We're laughing. We got like 3 sweaters on and we're laughing.
You got to drop the toilet thing on them, man.
Life on the road, it's rough.
I finally saw that movie Runaway Train. That was pretty brutal.
Oh, that's a great one.
It was richly entertaining.
Mm.
But that's pretty much the whole deal.
I don't know if it's the air, the tour, or what, Roscoe, but you sound great.
Why, thank you. Well, you guys, why don't you get back to annoying people with some blasting music?
We're doing that.
And Top 10 says aloha.
Top 10.
We're right here watching the Mets and the Cubs.
We mm-hmm. salute thee and all ex-dictators.
All right.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We'll see you, dude.
Okay, dude.
Over and out.
Let's get back to we're just going to pick up where we left off. I think it was a bad motorcycle song.
Baby, don't you know me, I'm cool, I'm going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle. Motorcycle. Come on with me, baby, on my red motorcycle. From here all around. Going as a motorcycle fan, going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle.
Michael. And everywhere that I go, everybody's gonna know that you can't catch a motorcycle when it wants to go. Yeah, motorcycle.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know,
audio production.
It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We do Chicken Right. Tico and the Triumphs set up. Paul Simon singing on that one. Our favorite little
guy.
Tico and the Triumphs there. Yeah, Bad Motorcycle. Phil Johns and his Lonely Ones with Ballad of a Juvenile Delinquent. The Story Sisters also with Bad Motorcycle. Ronnie Allen with Juvenile Delinquent. We opened up with the Crestones and My Baby's a Bad Motorcycle. It goes out to Rick Rosen, who cracked his up last night.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last night he cracked it up?
No, over the weekend.
Over
in
the
New
weekend.
Hampshire.
And Mikey Keene, who was taking some severe drunk driving on his Norton Commando, and we were expecting a hospital report any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Vibe report in the middle of that, all that mess.
Pertaining to a particularly
demotivated.
Yeah.
You know, we went to see Untamed Youth last night, and they're on Nick Hill's live music sync tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. They're a great band, and that ties in with Al Sharpton, who's been in the news all week.
How's that exactly, Mr. Hound?
This is true. This is how Nick Hill came to New York. Nick's originally from Oregon. You know, he was kind of a big shot out there in Oregon, and he was promoting concerts, and he was promoting this James Brown concert, and he promoted one and went really well. He made a ton of money. And they were going to bring him back, and the person booking James Brown was Reverend Al Sharpton.
Wow, none other than.
He was his booking agent. And Nick put a $22,000 deposit down on James Brown, handed it to Reverend Al, who Nick swears was wearing a gun. And that was it. He disappeared with the money. He ripped him off for all this money, left Nick in hock, and he had to leave Portland and come to New York so nobody could find him because he owed everybody money. And Al Sharpton pocketed the money James Brown never showed, and that was that.
Wow.
So we get the live music faucet. Somebody in Portland gets stuck for $22,000, and Reverend Al is running around all over the news.
Yeah, you know, Reverend Al was a good friend of Escarita Malucci's, actually.
Yeah,
Billy Miller had lunch with the two of them one time.
They obviously met in the hairdressing salon.
Yeah, you know, they're both getting straightened out, you know.
Things to renounce. Tonight at Tramps, the A-Bones featuring El Bruce here. That's Il Bruce, as in Il Duce, for those of you who still haven't got it yet. Along with the world-famous Blue Jays, everybody's favorite mistake. Oh, they fit in, too. Jeremy's from Poughkeepsie, and his dad is a lawyer involved in the case. This all ties in. I bet Al Sharpton will be there tonight, folks. The Hound will be there. They got me advertised as the DJ, and I have a tape sitting here that says DJ Hound.
He'll be turning over the tape for y'all.
At Yankee Stadium tomorrow night, the Yankees versus Cleveland. And the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys versus everybody.
I would like to see Mike Love versus Billy Martin, but I guess Billy's not going to be there.
The combinations possible are just, you know, staggering.
Boy, yeah. I'd like to see that. Tuesday, July 12th, on the pier is Dion Diamucci and Ronnie Spector. The August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Ritz, Fats Domino. Monday, the Tyson-Spinks fight. That's going to be a big one. If I can get a $100 bet on Tyson, even with some fool, I can cover myself in every direction on my bets. Next, next Friday, Baby Gramps, who's really worth seeing. He's just an amazing. I can't explain what he does. That's the problem. But if you like to see a guy with a beard, if you're, you know,
jamming really tough dobro,
jamming really tough on dobro, go to Maxwell's early next Friday night. And that's about it. Right, for announcements, we got any more canoes? You know, did you see the basketball playoffs?
No, I don't follow that sport that much. You know?
Well, I wanted to really follow Kareem's last few games, and it's amazing that Detroit didn't protest the game because they were behind by 3 points and with 2 seconds left.
They
rushed the court.
Jack Nicholson, you know.
It was really stranger things have happened than somebody sinking a 120 footer from half court for 3 points.
They were denied the possibility.
Yeah.
It really is too bad. I like that guy's hair, man. Who's
the coach of Lakers?
Oh yeah, he's got a
too slick, man.
Good hair. King Kong hair straightener. It works for him. Is there anything else in the news? Exec dies in hotel ceiling collapse. This guy's asleep in one of
justice at last.
Yeah, the Helmsleys. You know, the Helmsley Windsor Hotel, which is up there. It's in the 50s somewhere, right?
Mm.
100 West 58th Street. So this guy, he's like a businessman from North Carolina. He's like lying in bed sleeping in this Helmsley Hotel, which hadn't been properly repaired. It was only cosmetically repaired. The ceiling fell in. This guy gets buried in like 50 pounds of trash and dies.
Nighty night.
And the Helmsleys, who own it, can possibly face a maximum of 30 days in jail and a $5,000 fine. Gee, that's tough on them.
Not to mention really heavy civil litigation, you know.
Well, that's true. They're probably insured to the hoofs, though.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see the Helmsleys. She, remember when she went on the big rampage in the other hotel and made the doorman wear gloves?
Yeah.
Remember? Scaly old hole. Anyway, let's play some more records. WFMU East Orange, I'm the Hound with the Jack and the Rippers. You're going to like this one.
Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on a-telling you, I'll tell you some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't wanna be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a slot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for you running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water, Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
Will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you, darling. So baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never, never let you go. Let you go. Love, baby. Yes, sir. I know I love you, darling. I really love you too. I really love you, baby. So, baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never let you go. Oh, cause she's so tough. That's why I love you.
Tears keep on calling for you, dear, and you're alone. Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear, and you're alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reasons to doubt me. But now you're gone, I'm left here all alone with you. I think of you. Thank you. black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear, after long. Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you. Memories of you make me sorry. Well, I gave you reasons to doubt me, but now you're gone. I'm left here all alone with you. I think of you with blue memories. I think of you. Think of you. A cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a cool piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Well, the first time that I saw him, he was a sitting on a piano stool. His eye and said, man, be cool. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
In Mexico,
all of a sudden in walks a chick
in Mexico.
So starts playing on a Latin kick
in Mexico.
She started dancing with the castanets
in Mexico.
I didn't know just what to expect
in Mexico.
She threw her arms all around my neck
in Mexico.
We started dancing all around the floor, and then she did a dance I never saw before. So if you're south of the border, up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Hey, come with me to the border, south of the border, baby. In Mexico. Yeah, it's like Mexico. Yeah, we can get your kicks in Mexico. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me, yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
This is a hit!
Rhythm and blues, tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues.
listen to my mama, father, listen to my dad. I'd be a sleeping on a sofa with a baby, but there's just some things that a man can't be told, and it's me for a woman. I just got to be sure.
In the States.
Yep, it's there. WFMU, East Orange. Oh, what are we doing here? That was Buck Owens doing business as Corky Jones and Rhythm and Blues. Buck, he of great genius and little notoriety these days.
He's coming back.
Yeah, well, with Dwight Yoakam, but at least he gets to take his cowboy hat up and shame Dwight Yoakam into not, you know, into letting people know that he's bald. That's a grand mission in life, Buck, at this late stage of the game. The Coasters down in Mexico, Bob Lumen, Blue Days and Black Knights. The Cufflinks and So Tough, Johnny Cash, who will be at the Ritz on August 26th. Leave That Junk Alone, Hal Page and Thunderbird. We open up with Jack and the Rippers and Heart Attack. Anyways, we have things to renounce here. The world-famous Blue Jays and the A-Bones at Tramps tonight. Baby Gramps is at... He's really worth seeing at Maxwell's in Hoboken Friday night. The Beach Boys with the Yankees tomorrow. That's it for announcements.
Hey, Andy, where's my BLT?
Oh, yeah, we sent Andy, the bartender, out for food about 4 years ago. Mm. You want to pass me that? It seems the Spin has a swimsuit issue every year now. They're trying to catch... You know, it makes a lot of money for Sports Illustrated, and this sad little magazine figures are going to cash in. They got these rock stars in their bathing suits.
Why don't they have Celia Farber in a bathing suit, damn it?
I tell you, most of them look pretty bad. And old Cool J's got a cool-looking...
Well, homie Mojo Nixon looks all right.
Yeah, Tanya Tucker, not bad. Megadeth, they look pretty stupid. Lita Ford, forget about it. They got to send her to Madonna's trainer. Belinda Carlisle, she just looks too much like a Reagan-era mall mama. I can't deal with that. Leslie West, he takes up the whole pool. And he's got nail polish on with his bathing suit. Handsome little
I think
devil.
It's Lee Presson.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a lot of requests for this thing, the Dog Style cassette. So we're going to give you a chance to win one. What it is, it's all the stuff. It's mostly stuff that's too filthy for me to play over the air. You get lots of great stuff like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin cursing each other out. This is this year's model, Volume 2. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a bunch of songs, 5 or 6 songs. You tell me what these artists have in common. And you win a Dog Style cassette. Area code 201-266-7900. And for the absolute worst wrong answer, I have a booby prize. That's what it sounds like. Yo, Bruce, would you like to tell the folks about the booby prize?
Yeah, I'm unfurling it now. It's a beautiful pose of Dave Rigetti balking. It's a souvenir of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's about a 16 by 18 Dave Rigetti poster.
And it looks like Jack Boy chewed on one edge of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's perfect for, you know, flinging spitballs at.
So if you have no idea what the question is, you can come up with a terrible answer and maybe win it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
201-266-7900. This is for 5 or 6 songs. Tell me what these artists have in common and win the much-coveted Dog Style cassette.
Or
the Dave Rigetti poster. Here, we're going to kick into it. WFMU East Orange.
space, no place to call my own. Got no money, baby, no place to call my own. Got no one to love me, I'm in this world alone. When I was making money, baby, I couldn't meet any friend of mine. Baby, I couldn't meet any friend of mine. Now that all my money's gone, can't worry a lot of time.
your body start a moving straight around. Now the cats all start to stew when they see my baby through the shake around. All your cheeks are sticking through, you better learn how to do the shake around. But when the record starts to groove, let your body start a moving straight around.
This is called Junior Behave Yourself or Bad Boy. Our group will probably call it A Letter to an Angel. Ready?
Rock and roll music all night. He's a bad boy. He puts rings on me. 12 to 100 times before. Daddy wasn't gonna take it anymore.
need a blade to cut the fog to find the sea. Like the chicks are like a drum beat. Broken down bass and a nutty flute. Hello, baby. You're awful cute. Mama's place. Mama's kind of big and kind of rotund. Like the fellas all dig her 'cause she's a barrel. Barrel of fun. When she walks by, the floors they quiver. Not only that, it shivers my liver. Mama's face, yeah. Like you gotta dig flutes to join the club. Just say Joe sent me and they slide back the door. Well, I gotta go now, 'cause I'm late for school. Be back in no time. Shoot some pool. Mama's place. Yeah, Mama's place.
My little girl, she's on my mind. I got a mind, make me feel so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she'll miss.
Yep, it's down. WFMU, East Orange.
Celebrity Belch.
That was Lee Allen with Strolling with Mr. Lee. We heard the A-Bones with Froggy Went a Court, and that's Ill Brute.
You, man.
And the world-famous Blue Jays with Hush, as produced by our boy Roscoe. The A-Bones was produced by our boy Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis, the subtle production touch of Mike. Oh, do we have to do it another time, Lewis? God.
Anyway, those
truly a ham-fisted recording, folks, a collector's item of titanically stupid proportions.
Those two bands, not Lee Allen, but the Blue Jays and the A-Bones, will be at Tramps tonight. We're plugging this big. I don't know why. Somebody might buy me a drink. Bing Day with Mama's Place. We opened up with Del Shannon and a totally amazing Move It Over. Del Shannon, he's a class act. I saw him a couple of years ago. He was fantastic.
Yeah, he sort of got kind of a shot in the arm with that that Crime Story thing, although I don't know why they needed to re-record it and change the lyrics.
Bad idea to re-record that song with the synth drums on it. But, you know, the show was supposed to be set in the 50s, and they wanted to get that authentic 50s touch.
Well, early 60s, I guess.
I thought the show was set in the 50s. A lot of digital bank clocks in the background, though. It's really stupid looking. Yeah. Anyway, we got a little late-breaking news report.
Yeah, this just into my desk, courtesy of Andy the Mad Bartender.
Andy the Bartender and Lauren from Rolling Stone are here today, by the way.
Kids are, road managing is only they
only
can.
They can.
If you bought all the papers today, go and get the New York Times. I know it already made your fingers dirty, but pick it up again. Turn to page L... 15 or something.
The leisure section.
Yeah, the leisure section. Yes. Story titled Macabre Mystery Surrounding Death of Two Men in Kansas City, reported by Mr. William Robbins. Kansas City Mo, June 24th. A bunch of BS. Let's see. This guy in this house.
The guy in his house.
Where they found the skulls of two young men. One in a closet and one buried in the yard. The owner of the house, a 39-year-old shopkeeper and art collector, Robert A. Burdella, known on the block naturally as a quiet and friendly neighbor. What is it with these art dealer guys, man? First it was Crispo. He's being held on a $750,000 bond. No charge has been filed in the deaths of the two men, identified as Robert Sheldon and Larry W. Pearson, also known as Lucky, or in most of the cases of torture and abuse shown in more than 200 Polaroid photographs of police found in the house. Hot diggity. Next paragraph, collector's item. Scenes of abuse. The pictures show scenes of bondage, sexual abuse, and torture, the police said. In one, another young man, identified as Gerald Howell, apparently dead, Jesus, is shown hanging dead, hanging head down in the Charlotte Street basement. The wallet of another man, another of the men in the photographs, has also been found in the house, according to his wife, who says she learned this from police. Apparently, they really can't press charges on this guy for anything other than having, let me put it this way. The bizarre case began to unfold April 2nd when a meter reader, Natch, in the neighborhood encountered on the street a 22-year-old man wearing nothing but a dog collar. The meter reader asked a resident to call the police when he couldn't be too busy to dial a call himself. The naked man told the police he was hitchhiking when he was picked up by Mr. Bardella and invited to the Charlotte Street home. Once there, he said he was knocked unconscious, bound and gagged, and then tortured and sexually abused for 5 days. Drag. The only sort of rap sheet they have on this guy is that apparently, we went to art school, and last August, according to police report, he sought medical attention for an injury he said he had suffered engaging in oral sex. The police report said he had identified his sex partner as one Larry W. Person. We'll keep you posted as this case unfolds. They can't do anything with this guy except nail him for kidnapping the one kid because they got the skulls, but they don't, you know.
The skulls are in his house?
Yeah. Well, one in his yard and one in his closet.
Isn't that evidence?
Yeah, can't you use the photos as evidence?
It's circumstantial evidence, though, you know?
Jeez. Boy, you really have to screw up to get nailed on a murder rap these days.
You know, when those guys do this thing, they always have, like, those masks that they put on their, you know, their dates, you know? So I guess it's kind of hard to identify these guys from the photos.
That's why the fartology works well.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I think that, you know, they might end up resorting to fart analysis.
Yeah. The
fun stuff. Yeah, that's where the Tawana Brawley thing first broke, is in the Saturday Times.
They don't do it during the week.
Yeah,
that's also where the guy shooting the cocaine into his penis when it was in the Saturday Times. They must have a different staff there
it's
for...
Besides,
you gotta talk into the mic, Lauren.
No, I said it's breakfast reading.
Breakfast reading, yeah.
Yeah, a croissant.
Perfect
a croissant, maybe some like mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, perfect for the Brunch Ranger crowd.
That's right.
Yeehaw. Anyway, let's spin some more records. We got a few minutes left. With the Romancers.
Meow, meow.
A girl to do is to get picked up. That's why if you're on the move, the highway's the only way to go. As sure as there are men in the world, I know my ticket to anywhere is going to be along soon. It's easy. All you need is a decent pair of legs, a quick thumb, and a whole lot of right answers.
Okay, baby, hop in.
I wonder where he's going. Or maybe I'll only go part way. And maybe I'll have to go all the way.
Pick Up on 101, starring Jack Alberts and Leslie Warren and Martin Sheen. Pick Up on 101. She looks easy, but she's seen and done it all. When she signals you, beware and approach with caution. See Pick Up on 101 in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Pick Up on 101.
Go away.
Something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
That monsters are looking for.
The Gila monster twitched and blessed my soul. Looks like he's doing the rock and roll. Got a little closer so I could see.
Hope that monster ain't looking for me. That's your mama, son. There's the monster over there.
Well, I got a little courage and I started to speak. My mouth got dry and my knees got weak. Heart was pounding, I was filled with fear.
Think I better split out of here.
What do you think, man? I'm looking for a Gila monster.
Listen to the sounds of hell and take a trip into a prison of nightmares.
It's worse than a prison here.
Chain gang women. A world where men and women live like animals. A motion picture as shocking as it is true. Don't miss Chain Gang Women when you live like an animal. Anything goes.
When you leave, take me with you.
A Crown International Picture. Rated R.
Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shaggy Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shaggy Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shaggy Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shaggy Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Showed with engagement ring, and the six men with rifles by their side. Hi-ne, hi-ne.
Ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth. The real poor white trash. They live and die. Below Tobacco Road.
She killed him. That witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
You're too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity citified ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't go!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Gee whiz, honey. Gee whiz, baby.
Yep. WFMU, East Orange, the Dazzlers and Gee Whiz. We're the Jaguars with Taco Harry, Joe Johnson and Gila Monster, Al Bernicote with Savage, Three Clicks by Request, and 38 Slug. We open up with the Romancers and House Cows. Anyway, we got one late breaking news story here, actually, before we depart for the greener pastures of home. Hector Macho Camacho is making a comeback in the ring. He's only like 21, but he doesn't fight very much because he's a pussy. He's afraid of Rosario. But his mom is making him get back in the ring because they need some money. So he's going to get back in the ring. He's going to fight Rosario. He says, this is what Camacho says about fighting Rosario, who almost beat him in the garden last time. Quote, it's got to be a winner take all, and I want to fight him in Puerto Rico. And besides the purse he's got to put up that, put up that bleeping Porsche. He has, and a date with his wife, Camacho said. I don't mean anything romantic. Just take her around the island for a day or two. Then he's got to fight Cesar Chavez.
What a guy.
But he's been ducking them both. Camacho, I still think he's a punk. Anyways, I'd like to thank Andy, the road manager. Andy, the bartender, came through at the last minute. Lauren from Rolling Stone. Il Bruce will be at Tramps tonight with the A-Bones and the world-famous Blue Jays. Here's Julie the Hound. Maybe I'll be here next week. Maybe not. Maybe on tape. I don't know. You know, the holiday weekend, I got to figure my thing out. Lori S. is up next. WFMU East Orange.
Bums away!
Thank you.
I spill beans. I'm bad, and me no mess with me. Now all you women, remember when I was 21? That was a year, baby, that I had a lot of fun. But a year has gone by. I'm now 22. I can eat nails, honey, and drink gunpowder soup. I spill B-A-D. I'm bad. Don't mess with me. Now, honey, you better tell your husband what's sneaking, peeping at me. He wanna find out the man that I'm the supposed to be. Now, I'll miss you that real, honey, and mess up his face. I'll even try to snatch over his legs out of place. B A D Bad. One more question, honey, before I start to stutter. I can even tell you why. White milk make yellow butter. I'm B A D Bad. You asked me, honey, what it was all about. You even asked me where the light went when it went out. I'm B A D Don't mess with me. Oh.